Blog Talk Radio.
Ady, I do believe I failed you. Ady, I know I've let you down. Don't you know I tried so hard to love you in my way? It's easy, let it go.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. We are so glad you are here. We are live here streaming across the world, and I really mean that because our guest is coming on from New Zealand right now. So we are live here, and we are glad you are here. This is Tuesday, January 17th, 2017, and if you're calling in live here, our guest, Carmel Cochran, is my guest, and you can call in to speak with her at 347-884-8245. and you can dial on into the show. Press the 1 on your phone to go ahead and get connected, and we'll bring in the callers here in just a little bit. But first, I want to go to the phone lines here. Let's bring in our guest here, Carmel, to Journey into the Light. Welcome, Carmel.
Welcome. Thank you, Michael, and I just want to say a huge welcome and hello to all our callers and to all the people that are currently listening to the show, and Happy New Year for 2017. This is my first show back. I've just come back from our vacation because it's summertime down here in New Zealand.
Okay. Carmel, are you still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you. It sounded like you were cutting out just a little bit, but I think you're all good. So, so if you could let the listeners know, first time many of the listeners hearing from you, let them know how you got started, what you're doing now with, you know, your work that you're doing, and then if you want to just go ahead and go into the topic, that'd be great.
Great. So basically, I was born with these gifts of the ability to see, the ability to hear, and the ability to heal. And for myself, it took a long time to feel comfortable with these gifts. And it was probably by the time I was about 25. So sorry, that's a call come through. I thought I had everything on silent. By the time I was 25, I started to feel really comfortable with my gifts. And what I actually decided to do with those gifts was I started to explore the process of healing. And I originally began with body work because I felt that was a safe forum for me to go in where I felt comfortable. And over a period of time, you know, I came to a discovery that I wanted to move people quicker and faster. So I began the process of developing, which is mainly what I do today. In my private practice, I do readings for people, and I feel so privileged when I have an opportunity to do that, and they either come to me in person or they'll have a session with me on Skype. But today, I also do a lot of healing. Artu healing is the work that I developed. It's a beautiful work which is based on people who often feel stuck in their life, and it doesn't matter what they do, they can't seem to shift or they can't seem to move. And how Artura healing is unique is it works on the reactions to events or to behaviors that we find that we're continuously stuck in. And what's beautiful about this work is we recognize that you have a unique energy signature, and this signature forms as a result of reacting. And we react physically, we react emotionally, and we react mentally as well as spiritually. And when these reactions become stuck or they're in stasis, what happens for us is that turns into behavior patterns that we wish we weren't entertaining or being involved in. And so what's beautiful about Artura healing is we can go to the exact moment in time that first pattern began, and we start to actually clear that pathway, that pattern, so that you have natural healing occurring. And what's so beautiful about this work is it's so gentle, and you don't get to relive, you know, the personal trauma that you might have experienced or the ongoing difficulties that you would have had as a result of going through what you went through. And what I love about this work is today I have people who come actually to New Zealand to study with me, which I feel really honored that they, you know, choose to come down to do that. I have also taken this work off 2018, this year I'm really focusing on creating actually an online academy so that people can study with me from anywhere in the world. And then in 2018, you know, have a retreat so that you can meet other Artura healers. That's basically what I'm really doing these days, Michael, and loving it, you know, very much really enjoy my work. But Today, I actually wanted to talk about a subject that's really important to me, and that is actually boundaries. So when we look at boundaries, you know, the question is asking ourselves, well, what is a healthy boundary? It's been having the ability to draw a line in the sand where no one steps over it, or it's about drawing a line in the sand yourself based on your values, and it's about taking care of yourself. It's about saying no without guilt. It's about saying yes because you want to out of no obligation or pleasing of others. And sometimes this is really difficult to maintain boundaries. And, you know, people will do all sorts of things to bust your boundaries down or to try and jump inside your line, so to speak. And so the question is, you know, I want to put out, think about, well, how can I maintain those boundaries? You know, particularly if we're dealing with people that are difficult, that just simply can't respect them. And, you know, that can be a really difficult process. And, you know, one thing I know is that you can't control another person. You can't get anyone to do anything for you. But what you can do is take care of you. And when you're dealing with that difficult person that just keeps, you know, wanting to smash or not respect that boundary that you're trying to maintain, you know, it's like sometimes we have to put in limits with those people and not have to, but we need to for our own, you know, self-care and our own self-respect. And sometimes it doesn't matter how many times you do that. Some people just keep breaking that down. And so that's when we get to a place where we begin to get satisfied or hurt by a person that's continually doing that to us. And often that's the people that are the closest to us. You know, it can be in our own family, or it can be with friends, or it can be in a working situation. And obviously with friends, it can be sometimes easier to maintain that boundary than it is with family. And sometimes in a working environment, it's really difficult because, you know, of all the complexities of relationships. And so I wanted people to think about, you know, how can they begin to tune in with their own feelings, you know, to know who you are and believe in what you like is right for you, and, you know, and behaving according to your own values and your own beliefs, and feeling safe that you can express these for yourself, and, you know, and not maintaining that obligation of feeling like you've got to constantly please others. And when you think about this subject, you know, it's really loaded. It's a subject that can create anguish for us because we're having difficulty maintaining the boundary with ourselves, or we're having difficulty maintaining that boundary with others. And I want to talk about when we have difficulty maintaining the boundary with ourselves, around our self-care. And I really feel, you know, when we're looking at that, it's often we might have had experiences in our life where we were constantly being abandoned by the people who were our caregivers. And so it sets up a pattern in what I call your energy signature, that then where it becomes like a continual challenge of trying to maintain that boundary. And it almost feels like, you know, you're really pushing uphill with a huge amount of difficulty trying to maintain that self-care. And one of the things that I recommend is, you know, when you're beginning the development of self-care, there's four aspects that we need to look at. You know, the first aspect being our body, and that's, you know, giving it the best nutrition that we can for its ability to have energy, and giving it the appropriate sleep that it needs so it can recharge. And sometimes, you know, those two areas can be really difficult and loaded, once again, because of conditioning and habits. But, you know, starting little baby steps with yourself and getting clear on, you know, your physical, and when it comes to for your emotional, you know, for yourself. Looking at people who you're finding you might be really reacting to, you know, because they're constantly pressing your buttons. And as I was saying before, you know, in some circumstances we can create, we can't create space because, you know, they're our family members or they're our work colleagues and we have to deal with them every day. And so, you know, it's often easier to achieve that with our friends. And so what's really important is us when coming back to yourself, and that is putting in the care for yourself physically, emotionally, and mentally. And, you know, from a mental perspective of every time, you know, the mind is running away and it's creating stories, you know, something that's really powerful is to ask yourself the question, is this fiction or is this fact? And then that helps you move away from that habitual way of being. And taking care of ourselves spiritually for our boundaries, well, there are many ways that people, you know, find worship. You know, it might be going to a group that you really love that is supporting and nurturing and nourishing you spiritually, or it might be attending, you know, your favorite church service, and or it might be being in nature. And when we're working on rebuilding these aspects with ourselves and with others, you know, the first boundary is to start with you. And if you're having difficulty starting or maintaining or consistently doing, what's important is to encourage yourself and to work from a really gentle process. And remember, you know, when you are first learning something, you know, unless you're one of those people that are so clever, it doesn't matter what you do, you're instantly amazing at it. And so remember that, you know, as you're working with these boundaries for yourself, to be really gentle and to be really kind. And to remember that, you know, you might not get it 100% the first time that you do it, but to work on practicing this with yourself. And, you know, there are so many amazing books that are written on personal self-care. One of my favorites is Radical Self-Care by Cheryl Richardson. It's a beautiful book. It's got some lovely tools in it. And, you know, that's developing those abilities to work with yourself, to be in the process of maintaining healthy boundaries. And when we're working with this concept of, you know, maintaining these boundaries, what it actually begins to do is it gives you a sense of wellness. It gives you a sense of achieving. And remember, little baby steps in this area. That's all that I'm going to be talking on in this area today. And I'd love to open up for calls to come in for anyone that would like to have a reading or who just would like to, you know, talk about, you know, how they can make their boundaries better for them.
Okay, let's do that. Carmel, I got a lot of feedback. Can you turn the volume down on your end, or I don't know if you're on speaker or okay. I think that's good. Okay. Yes, a lot better. Yeah, it's gone. Good. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines here and let's see who we have. Folks, come up with one question, your best question, and we'll come to you. First caller up here, welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Hi, it's Brianna.
Okay, welcome, Brianna.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, Brianna, how are you?
I'm good.
Happy
how are
you?
Okay, so I have this guy friend, and his name is Tyler, and we've been best friends for over 6 years now, and I'm starting to get a vibe that he may like me more than a friend, or may start to have feelings for me. I don't know if I'm just going crazy or what, but I just want to know what you pick up on it, or him, or...
Sure. So the first thing, when I feel into this energy, and what I'm being shown here is this person views you as a sister. And this person views you as his friend. But he is developing feelings for you. And he's not sure how to go about this. So what I'm seeing here is I'm looking at someone who's going, shall I say something? Shan't I? Can I? Can't I? Will we lose everything or will this be crazy? And the truth is, relationships are based on great friendships. And when you have a solid friendship like the both of you have, what I'm being shown here, Brianna, is this man genuinely feels more friendship for you. What I'm seeing here is someone who is fearful of making an approach in case he's missing the signals, and he is afraid of losing you if that wasn't where you were coming from.
So do you see him like making a move or anything? Or telling you that he likes me more than a friend in the future?
I see this man questioning whether he should or he shouldn't. He's afraid to make a move.
Does he have feelings for me?
He definitely has feelings for you. It's what I'm being shown, but I'm looking at someone who is afraid to make the move.
What'd you say?
He is afraid to make the move.
Oh, okay. So do you think, like, if we were to be in a relationship, like, it would work? Like, there would be, like, a connection?
There's definitely a connection, as you know, from both of you. You both feel the same about each other. And neither of you are making the move. His fear is, if he made the move, would you be reciprocating his feelings? Now, this is how women would think. And so, you know, this man is wanting more, but is afraid to take it to the next level because he doesn't want to lose on the friendship.
Yeah, and I'm scared of that too. But he, like, keeps going back to his exes, but he, like, have kind of made moves and, like, started stuff, which have kind of like confused me, like calling me babe and like being touchy-feely and stuff, which is why like I'm calling because I'm just like, okay, what is he feeling? But yet he keeps going back to his exes, so it like gets me confused of like what he wants or what he thinks, you know?
I just want to say to you, when I look at this, I look at someone who definitely would like more with you, but I'm also looking at a person who doesn't necessarily always know what he wants in life anyway. And Brianna, you're the very opposite of that, darling. You're somebody who definitely wants what she wants, and you're someone who goes for what you're going for. And I can see that there's a lot of love here between you, but with this man, you would need to be patient.
Patient,
and when I say patient, what I mean by that is somebody who, how can I describe this? It's like he hasn't fully completed his process with his past relationships.
Okay.
And so what he doesn't know is the perfect relationship is standing right in front of him. And
so
it's with you.
I guess, so my last question is, do you see like something happening with us in the future? Like, is it worth exploring, or do you see him finally, like, you know, getting out of the shy zone, like, speaking up and saying something and, like, leaving his exes alone? Or do you see him just, like, not making a move or telling me anything?
What I'm actually being shown here is I do see him, he's already trying to start to make a move.
Okay.
And through tactile touch with him.
Okay. Do you think he'll, like, start leaving, like, his exes alone or vice versa?
As I've already said, I don't feel that he's completed that process yet. And you need to wait till he has.
Do you know, like, how long, like, when you might think he'll be done with that process?
I would give this man about another 6 or 8 weeks around that scenario.
Oh, that's not long.
Correct. And because it's never going to work anyway because they've never had a solid friendship.
Okay. Okay. So you guys have to look for me. I'm not crazy.
You're not crazy. You're not imagining it. This guy genuinely cares for you, but he is fearful speaking up because he doesn't want to lose. He does not want to lose what you two have. It's so important to him.
Okay. All right. Do you see us like actually being together in the future?
Brianna, I actually see you making the choice of whether you want to be with him or not.
Oh, I'm just nervous that he would reciprocate with me, like if I was to be with him, if he would reciprocate that.
If you were to be with this man, I think you two would actually have a good relationship together is what I'm showing. And that is because there is such a strong level of friendship and real and honesty between each other. And there's an attraction, and there always has been.
Okay. So he will reciprocate, like if I wanted to be in, like, with him, he would reciprocate that?
I definitely see him reciprocating back.
Okay. All right. Because I didn't know if he just, like, saw me as a friend or...
I'm being told you need to wait till he's clear of his exes.
Okay. So 6 to 8 weeks?
Yep. He's still got stuff to work out with him.
Okay. All right.
Which
well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, take care. Right, good. Okay, that's a great reading there, Carmel. Great connection.
Thank you.
Let's go next to our friend from Florida, Statesville. Statesville, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can we help you today, Stacey?
I just want to see if you're able to connect with my grandmother. She just passed away a couple of days ago. I don't know if...
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a woman, and I'm seeing somebody who was very powerful in her life. And when I say powerful, what I mean by that is I'm looking at somebody who she got things done. Obviously not in her latter years because of her health. But when she was alive, your grandmother was incredibly vibrant as a personality. And she just wants me to tell you that she really loves you and she's looking after you. And I can see that there was a special connection between the both of you, correct?
Yeah.
And I feel like your grandmother, I almost feel like she raised you. You know, I get the sense of a woman who really did everything she could to help you be well and get right in your life.
Yeah, she... Yeah, I live with her. We live in the same household. She was the owner of the house. She's the one that taught me how to drive. So she was a bus driver.
You know, what I'm seeing here is so much love from her towards you. And this was a beautiful relationship. And just because your grandmother has left her body, I need you to know that you are very much her hand. So she is very much making sure that you're staying on track and doing what you're going to be meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other thing that I see your grandmother is there's just so much warmth and love and wanting, and she wants you to know her body, by the way, because it was causing her personally a lot of grief. But what she wants you to know is that she will always be there for you.
Okay.
And what she's saying is she understands that you're sad by her passing, but she wants you to celebrate the life that she had because she wanted to show you that life is good. And when she tells me that, I'm looking at her and she just wants you to know that your life is still going to be good, and that you're good, and that you're, she wants you to know that she's with you. And it's the biggest message that she wants me to get across to you, is that you're not alone, that she's very much there. And she's been doing little things that you will notice when she's around.
Okay.
Okay, and I know it's early days and it's still pretty raw for you. And she knows that too.
Yeah.
But what she's showing me here is that she's telling me that you have things that you've been working on in your current job. And she says it's very important to fulfill and get that done. Something to do with a project.
Yeah, I was, her funeral was on Friday, and I was supposed to get an interview because I just moved to Florida and I have to fly back to Connecticut. But thankfully, you know, they do have a funeral for Saturday, so I'm going to come up there. So at least it's in the morning, so it's you know, I'm able to accommodate all that because I really need that job. So
she wants you to know that she's going to do everything within her power to help that process for you so that you've got that work, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. She just wants me to tell you that she loves you very much. And she just keeps reassuring me. She keeps saying, telling me he's got the job. The job is his, what he's meant to be doing.
Okay.
And she's talking with a lot of pride around that work as well, okay? Showing
okay.
me that, you know, you've got work there for you.
All right.
It's beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much, Stacil.
Yeah, so much.
All right. Take care, Stacil.
All right.
Send
thank you so
your
much.
Way and to your family. No problem, anytime. Okay, always likes when he checks in with us. Let's go next to area code 336. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from? 336, are you there, area code? Hello.
Tiffany, I'm sorry, I had it on mute. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Yes, welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call today. And just to kind of piggyback, to go back, what she was saying was some good information on, like, setting boundaries. I was listening to that, and just reminded me that I do need to watch out, like, what I'm eating and do things that I can do to better myself as far as, like, my nutrition and health. So I just want to thank her for reminding me about that. I just had a question, just like anything she's getting from me for 2017.
Sure, Tiffany. You know, when I look at this year and for you, and thank you, you know, because we all forget sometimes, you know, during Christmas time, we're eating, I call it Christmas food.
Yeah.
And even though it's, you know, really lovely to be indulging in that, you know, we get to a point where we've got to go, okay, that's it, enough is enough.
Yeah.
But Tiffany, when I look at 2017 for you, this is very much a year where I see you achieving. And there's a real sense of that you've been working on wanting to improve and better yourself, particularly your financial arena. And I do see this year where that's actually happening for you. And when I look at that financial arena, I get a sense that that's coming towards you. And I feel excited for you because it's going to open up other doorways for you as well. And it's just, you know, what I'm actually being shown. I also see that this, you know, not only am I seeing your finances improving this year, but I also see around you relationships. And I feel what they're showing me is you've got some friends that have been going through some difficult times, and people who you want to hear them or not. And what I'm being shown here, Tiffany, is it's kind of like it's been stressful sometimes hearing that stuff from others. But I feel like you're in a position where you're able to give really good guidance, and you're in a position where not only are you giving the guidance to them, but you're not getting affected by other people so much. You always attract people to you who need assistance or help. It's part of who you are because you've got this enormous heart. And you also have a lot of what I call practical wisdom. And, you know, if you find something that's good, you know, you're going to share that knowledge with other people. It's just who you are. You're naturally a giver. So coming back to relationships, I want to say to you, I do see relationship, like a special relationship for you. I see it improving. I see you feeling content and happy in a relationship is what I'm actually being shown. And I just see improvement and contentment around that area for you. And there's a sense of a lot of happiness and joy around this relationship as well.
Well, I just got married, so that's absolutely correct.
I'm not surprised. Can I just say one other thing? Do you want children, my darling? Because they are there too.
Yeah, I actually lost a baby last year. So
I want to say to you,
that. And
there
children,
is a child,
yes.
So I do
great.
Just what I'm being shown, and you know, because I see children for you, not one but two, to come.
Two
children.
Ah, that's crazy! Amazing.
Not twins.
Good.
Two separate pregnancies.
Good. Oh my God, it's so accurate. So accurate.
So it's just what I'm being shown, my darling. And I do see those kids there for you. And it's going to bring a lot of joy and happiness to both you and your husband because, you know, I feel the two souls that are coming to you, they're very blessed because, you know, you both are very, what I'm being shown is will be extremely active parents. You know, you're not going to be sitting on the sofa or the couch, you know, you're going to be very much involved in your children's well-being and care, and is what I'm showing.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm not going to hold up anybody else's time because that was just amazing.
That's okay. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for sharing your gift with me.
Year for you both.
And you have a wonderful year as well. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for your call, Tiffany. All the best to you. And let's see where we go next here. Area code 989, welcome to the program. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Yes, this is Whitney. I'm calling from Weatherford, Texas.
Hey, Whitney.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. I was just wondering, I'm trying to focus on my business this next year, and I just wondered if you saw any big success coming for me in 2017 with my business or growth, anything like that?
Definitely. What I actually see, what I'm actually being shown, Whitney, is I get a sense of you reorganizing the business. This is actually what I'm showing. You've got a good team around you. So that's and what it is it's about increasing and bringing in, you know, new business to the business. And what I'm actually showing is this sounds to me that you're going to be working with some type of mentor or some type of program that you're going to be involved in to actually access new clients for the business. And on one level, it's going to be exciting to be part of it. On another level, I see you being stretched because you've already got so much on your plate. It's like, how do you fit in more time to work on the business? But you will be. What I'm being shown here is I get things like in your industry, I am seeing like some type of awards or some type of recognition for the work that you do. Like I feel like you or your team or you and your team are getting involved in some type of, I don't know if the word is competition, but you're definitely being involved with getting recognition for the work that you do. And the other thing that I see that you're doing is you're making like every client come through your door or comes to your business, whether it be like physically or through the internet, however they come, you're wanting to make sure that process for them is like where the customer feels so valued and you're like so appreciated to be there. And this is like what I'm actually being shown. So I want to say to you, you've actually got incredibly good success, business. I see your revenue increasing as a result of working with this mentor. And I see that this mentor is going to help you get really clear on your numbers so that you know your numbers really well. Because you know how to do the people part really well. You know, you know how to make sure that your team is really working and more cohesive. But what I'm being shown for 2017 is not just financial success, but success within your industry and recognition, but also for yourself, creating more space for you to not just work in the business, but to work on the business and have more time for your own family is what I'm actually being shown.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so much.
So you've got a good year ahead of you.
Perfect. That's great. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. I won't hold you up. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Whitney. Oh.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling the show. How did you find the show?
Me? Are you talking to me?
Yes. Yes, you.
Oh.
Whitney.
Actually, I was working today on my computer all day, and I started listening to podcasts and found it, and then I took the link to your website and saw that you had one coming up this afternoon. So
okay, you sounded like
today.
A new caller. So, yeah, bookmark this show, if you would. With Journey Light's been here for 9 years. We're always here every day and take calls and everything. So good to hear from you. I'm
so
just right north of you in Oklahoma, so thanks for calling in.
Oh. Perfect. Yes, sir.
So, Whitney, before you go, can you give us a shout out what your business actually is so everyone can hear about your awesome business?
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you so much. It's called Big Horse Marketing, and it's a marketing, a graphic design and web design company, like a full service agency as far as, you know, any types of print materials or websites, anything like that. And I do a lot of Western industry clients with horse trailers and horse-related stuff.
Fantastic. I just wanted you to have a shout-out because, my darling, as I was saying earlier, you're really good at taking care of the customers, but I do see you working with a mentor to get your business even more productive, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
All righty. Very good. Carmel, tell the folks how best can people reach you?
Sure. They can actually go onto my website, which is www.carmelc.com. And I actually have an online booking system. And what's unique about my online booking system is wherever you are in the world, it will tell you what time it is. To be able to make a booking with me. And what I would like to suggest to any of the listeners is if you're thinking, I'm having difficulty navigating my way around the online booking system, you can just actually email my assistant. Her name is Adele, and my email is info@carmelc.com. And Adele will do anything to accommodate you for either a reading or a healing. And I just want to say something. When you're having a reading, it's really important that you're in a space which is just not like in a public place. It's really impossible for me to do readings if you're sitting in a cafe or if you're at the pub. I don't know what you call them in America. I think you might call them a bar. And it's really hard if you're sitting in that type of environment. You know, because all the souls are wanting to be part of the reading, and it makes it difficult. So just remember, if you're doing anything on Skype, that you're in a room that's just got you in it. And I love working with people, you know, to help them be well in their life. And, you know, I feel really privileged that I have that ability to give them that assistance.
Okay, very good. That's great. And we have, for the listeners out there, we have Carmel's link right here on the show page. Carmel does sessions all the time, so contact her for private sessions. Anytime. So if you're listening to this show at any time, you can instantly go to her website while you're hearing this and go ahead and get in contact and book an appointment. Let's go next here. While we have time, area code 857. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Gwen. I'm calling from Boston. How are you?
How are you?
I'm well, and yourself?
Good, thank you. How can I help you, Gwen?
It was a pleasure to speak with you. My question is in regards to actually a friendship relationship. And we're kind of playing, we're just playing like a little push and pull game here.
Yeah.
I'd like to know if this is going, if this will go anywhere.
I sort of feel when I look at this gentleman, what I see here is this person has had a history of difficulty with making a commitment. This has got nothing to do with you personally. This is to do with this gentleman.
When
I look at this gentleman, what I see here is beautiful energy, beautiful soul. I need to make that real clear. And when I look at this gentleman, what I see here is somebody has the ability to commit to the level that you need. He is committed to you. I do need to say that. But he's not committed to the level that you need.
Okay.
And that's just what I'm being shown. And so I feel for you, darling, because, you know, even though there's a lovely connection here and he is a gorgeous soul, it will drive you spare in the respect, drive you crazy, because he's unable to make that full commitment or to go all the way. And it's very, and it is unfortunately to do with a lot of past hurts with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's somebody that takes a long time to trust someone.
Mm.
And that's got nothing to do with you, my darling.
Okay.
You know, this is about this gentleman. And, you know, I want to say to you, if you want to hang in here with this person, it will pay off for you.
Really?
Yeah. But the word is hang in there. And it's a long process. Okay.
Couple of years? Are you looking at years?
I'm looking at. I see you two coming together as a couple, but it will take at least about a year to 18 months. He's just been burnt so much, darling. That's what you're dealing with.
See,
you
I know, never and knew. Honestly, I never knew. I never knew that because, to be honest with you, I know that when we first met. Well, let me tell you now, he's going to a tropical island with another woman.
Yep. And remember what I said, he's got a commitment problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he's exploring that situation with that other person.
Okay.
It's like, I know in... your culture that you explore it with people first before you become exclusive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that this is what this gentleman is doing. But I don't see it working out with the person that he's going away with. I just need to say that.
Well, to be honest with you, well, that sounds like I'm lying to you when I say that. Let me cancel and delete that. I know that when we first met, he did have a girlfriend, and we were just friends. We were just talking, just getting to know each other. And I know that I just recently spoke with him today, and he was a little iffy as if he wanted to go because I had planned on going to Europe last September of last year, and that fell through. He was very disappointed, so he's going to try this again. He didn't seem very happy about it.
Yeah, I see him definitely coming away with you, my darling.
You see him, what? What was that again?
You're going to Europe with him, or he's coming? I just see the two of you going off together.
He went with his girlfriend at the time, but it didn't happen. because something happened. I guess she became ill or something, and it fell through. So so now I'm assuming that they're going, it's with his girlfriend, that they're going to the island.
Yeah, I just don't see the person as being his girlfriend. It's just not what I'm actually showing. I don't feel that this gentleman has made a commitment anywhere. What I'm being shown is someone is exploring their options. That's what I'm actually seeing.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing he's exploring his options. It's like he's, I don't know, trying before he buys. That's just what I'm being shown. And I'm not seeing someone who's made a commitment to you. He hasn't made a commitment to her or to anyone else. It's like he's assessing who is right for him and who isn't. That's what I'm seeing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I'm not seeing someone who's made a commitment. But I want to say to you, if you hang in there where the friendship is concerned, he will pleasantly surprise you.
Okay.
And that's what I'm being shown. Because this man, as I've already said, has had incredible hurt from the past. And it's going to take time for him to rebuild trust. And if you choose to hang in there, you will be surprised in a good way. He needs time.
Okay.
What he needs. Exploring the options.
We've just never spoke about it.
I don't think that you necessarily tell people your hurts straight away.
That's true.
Someone before you're willing to open up.
That's true.
This man has been deeply burnt in the past.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
And so
what
he needs is a friend.
I'm willing to hang in. I'm willing to hang in there. I totally believe he's worth it.
I see you hanging in there.
Oh, you
I
do?
I just have to say that. I see you hanging in. I mean, I can see how you feel about him. And he will be, I want to say to you, he will be worth the wait.
I'm going to hang in there.
Hang in there because he's got nice things to come. And he is definitely doing... You know, I need to look at this and, you know, he's taking his time. That's just what I'm being shown.
Okay.
And I don't see it working out with the current lady that he's going away with. What I'm being shown.
Okay. All right. That's good. Because I even with myself, I feel that I should be exploring my options too. But I just know in my heart who it is that I want to be with.
Darling, that is not who you are.
I
that
know,
might
huh?
be part of your culture, but it isn't part of you.
I can't get that over on you, huh?
Yeah, it's not who you are.
No. Well, let me ask, is part of his exploring his options, is it sexual?
That at this stage, you know, and I think, you know, at the end of the day, what's important is he's not being exclusive, and you need to understand that, okay?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. You're breaking up a little bit.
So the answer is he is not being exclusive, and I don't want to hurt you, but I am being shown, yes, of course, he's being sexual.
Okay. With the girl, with
because
the woman that
he's... Because it's hard to try before he buys. Do you understand?
With the woman that he's going to the islands with.
Sally, you've got a different value structure, and... you know, and this man isn't clear on where he's going or what he's doing or who he's with at this point. But I want to say to you, he really needs a friend. And I would suggest that you hang in there because this person that he's exploring with, it's not going to work out.
Okay.
He needs the friendship.
Okay.
But we'll move beyond friendship is what I would say.
Okay, I can do that.
Thank you, Gwen. Take care and all the best. Okay?
Thank you.
Take care of
him
during this process as well, while he's going through what he's going through. Very important that you take care of yourself, okay, so that you don't get hurt or disappointed.
That's true. That's very true. But you're saying that I'm saying that I should wait it out with him.
Yeah, I see you doing it anyway. I mean, you genuinely like this man, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that at the moment, he's not ready to give you the kind of commitment that you actually deserve.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being so honest.
It's just what I've been showing. I just say it as they show it to me. I don't edit it, but I try and bring it across so it's not too hurtful. But what's important for you is take care of yourself while he's going through the I don't know what I want phase. Okay?
Yes.
Really but important.
It's important, but I will be the one in the end.
You'll be definitely the one in the end. I can assure you of that.
Okay.
That's going to be lovely. I can assure you it'll be worth the wait. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gwen.
Many blessings. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Alrighty, we have come to the end of a great hour. Carmel, thank you so much for sharing these messages. It was just awesome.
That's brilliant. Have a great week, Michael, and take good care. And I just want to send my aloha to both you and your wife and hope that you both are well and healthy.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Alrighty, take care. Have a great week, Carmel.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Alrighty, everybody. And that's going to do it for this show. I'll be back here in 1 hour. Wow, that's coming up fast. So we'll see you all then. Thanks, Bonnie, my producer. And we'll see everybody in an hour.